Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We are talking with co-host Otto Lohs and radio show producer, the fabulous Christina Liu. We were just talking before break about one of my favorite things to talk about, which is exercise and fitness, and just how important it is to listen to your body and be realistic wherever you are, and know one of the most important things is you're never too old to start exercising. And one of the things I can tell you is, now that we have been airing Project Independence fitness classes on television with Margaret, we're doing Dance for Fitness and Fitness and chair exercise and chair yoga. A lot of people who never exercise, seniors before in their lives, are now tuning in and starting to stretch, starting to work out. So any of the classes that Project Independence has on virtual television on North Hempstead TV can be done on a chair. Even if I'm doing a standing yoga gentle class, you can do it on the chair. I will always provide cues for people. If I'm doing something standing, you can certainly raise your arms. If we're seated on the mat, you can twist, you could do some of it. So even in Margaret's fitness classes or dance classes, when she's telling people, you know, march in place, you bring that right knee up, you lower. So don't feel because the classes are, people are standing, that you can't do it. Just important to listen to your body. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is that, you know, there is so, Zoom is so wonderful. And the fact is that we have a lot of seniors in the town who really don't have computers, but they do have televisions. And you can, you know, of course, get a smart TV where you can get on the internet and, you know, do Zoom that way. But you can also convert your TV with a Fire Stick or one of those other things that, I mean, that's what I've done. I converted my television to a smart TV with a, like a Fire Stick that I got from Target or wherever you can get one. I mean, I don't think you can have like a television, a super old television, but and be able to convert it, but you can find that out. And, you know, maybe we should have like a chat or something about that.
No, it's definitely a good technology for the terrified kind of segment, because, you know, that really opens, you know, and it's really once you, you know, the Fire Stick, you know, because my bedroom TV isn't a smart TV, you know, my living room one is. But you would just with the Fire Stick, you plug that in, and then now you have access to YouTube, to Netflix, you know, to all these different, you know, things. And just by a click of, you know, a button, that could be opened up to you, which is certainly.
I have a Fire Stick as well. And the amount of television that you can get
from
Amazon is unbelievable. Another thing that I've run into is, like, if you have a computer, all right, You can take your computer and connect it to your smart TV or your big screen TV. And where this has come in handy, I know a few people who've had visual problems, and they're able to actually see email, whatever, on a big screen. And it makes a big difference. And I've shown pictures and whatnot. And I have done it actually with just a physical cable. Mm-hmm. That gets plugged into the back of the TV and into your laptop. I got a 10-foot cable so I can sit and do whatever. But people who have vision problems, they can now all of a sudden make whatever you have on a laptop like five times the size on a big screen, or maybe even more. And it's very helpful to people who have a vision problem.
No, that's really a great point. You know, I've done that too. I have that cord also, you know, and it's great, you know, to be able to, you know, whatever you're doing on the computer is now, you know, kind of mirrored on this giant, you know, TV screen, which is great. But I also just wanted to, we touched upon the exercise classes, and if anybody wants to check them out, there's new episodes debut on Mondays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and a lot of 10 and 1. And many of the classes actually happen, you know, at the same time that it normally would in normal life. in pre-corona life, which is really great. And also on Mondays is the fabulous virtual Senior Fun Day Monday program, which has really, really been exciting. I check it out every week. It's done so well. It starts off, there's a John and myself, we interviewed different council people and got kind of little tidbits and a little personal with them on some fun summer kind of facts. There's an exercise class in each of them, and then there's a different program, whether it's a cooking class or some kind of nature. There was a little art drawing. I mean, it's really all the things that were part of Fun Day Monday. I know there's going to be some kind of musical stuff going on. Beck, you could speak a little more about that, but it's really great. So what's to come on Fun Day Monday, Beck?
Well, starting in August, each Fun Day Monday in August, we're going to have Bud and Linda, and they're doing kind of about 10 to 15 minutes of music and entertainment and sing-along. And the final one, they're going to be going a little bit longer when it's the salute to our veterans. That will be kind of more patriotic songs. So they were just this charming couple. We filmed them at our offices, and they, you know, had they dressed and made changes so that each program will be a little bit different. And they were just so into it. And I can't wait actually to have them in 2021 live, because they really were fun and just so into it. And we were really grateful to get them.
And this Monday is the health fair episode,
This Monday is the health fair. So if you haven't gotten enough of me by now, we're going to be interviewing a lot of the regulars that would otherwise have come to the health fair, a lot of the vendors like the Nassau County and Northwell and Winthrop, and our Project Independence social workers and our Project Independence nurses and EAC and all of our partners. So there's about 10 to 15 minutes of interviews with each one of these, you know, wonderful partners that we have. And it was really interesting. I mean, I feel lucky that I get to interview them and talk to them, because I can kind of ask the questions that I want to know. And we were speaking with George Martinez, who is the Deputy Commissioner of the Nassau County Human Service Department of Aging. And, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff. And, you know, one of the things that he was really surprised about is they're doing a lot of PR, and people are contacting them. And in the county, he said they didn't even know that they existed. There's all these senior centers. They have all these programmings. They're doing virtual stuff. You know, it's like, you know, and we're like kind of, I'm like saying, well, you know, we do this, you know, we do a little bit longer, but, you know, they're doing great. And, you know, it's great to hear from them. It was great to talk with Carol O'Neill from EAC, you know, and they're also, they're not just our human service social work partner, where all of our social work or subcontracted social workers are, but, you know, she's also leads in the Meals on Wheels program. And it was unbelievable, the increase
amazing.
Meals on Wheels just in North Hempstead alone. Forget about the rest of the county.
Yeah.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of people requiring Meals on Wheels during COVID, because no one's going food shopping. You know, it's just, it's endless. And then we, you know, I'm not going to give everything away, you know, but we spoke with Northwell's, the geriatric program that they have. And we spoke to one of the doctors, and a lot of the things that impacted them, but also some of the programming that they're doing. And of course, Winthrop, who is our partner with Tai Chi and Balance. And it's going to be a great program. And one of the things that I love about the Fun Day Monday, the virtual Fun Day Monday, is the opening, when the supervisor, you know, is doing her opening and just showing pictures from throughout the town. I mean, it's really picturesque. I was like, oh, this is beautiful.
Right.
The views, some of the views are very high up, and then some are from, you know, prior Fun Day Monday. So there is that. And every Fun Day Monday, of course, has an exercise thing, which is about 20 to 30 minutes. It's quick. The one next Monday will be, I think it's Tai Chi with Joe Panico, And he's also always has taught Tai Chi at Fun Day Monday. So like you were saying, you know, Christina, we are trying to do the same kind of programming as close as we can. You know, it's just, you can't, you know, in person, it's very different, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people, you could tune in. So that's on Mondays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's on North Hempstead TV, channel 18 or channel 63. That's on Cablevision and channel 46 on Verizon. And then you could also look at it online as well.
But you also had a nice segment about horseshoe crabs.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that last week.
And that was, I found pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's really fun little segments, and it's nice because, you know, that was filmed obviously at the beach, you know, so you can still kind of get that beach feel, you know, and have that, you know, the vibe that people really look forward to. And it's you know, it's a lot of hard work went into it, and it's really a testament to the wonderful team that, you know, pulled everything together to do these great programs. So I highly recommend everyone checks it out. It was certainly a great segment. And then also, I just want to remind people, which is very exciting, is that next week we have on Nassau County Executive Laura Curran is going to be joining us, which I know we've all been watching her briefings, you know, online throughout all this. So it's going to be really great to have her on just to kind of talk about where the county's going and all that we've accomplished, which should be very exciting. So that is next week. I encourage everyone to check that out. And also, you can always check these out online afterwards. So,
yeah, I mean, you can, if you don't get enough of us today on the radio, then, you know, you
just put it on loop. It's fine.
Yeah. So, you know what? Good time to take a break. We will be right back with Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, right here at WCWP.org.